This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The longest day of the legislative year began with the revenue estimating conference dashing some House members' hopes for more money.
Is there any reason to change that forecast?
Based on what we've heard, it seems to me that there is no reason to change that forecast.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, I would agree.
The House then started work on the state budget bills, beginning with giving the Attorney General his own separate budget. More than 3 hours of debate ensued, with this statement from AG Jeff Landry swaying lawmakers the most.
What this bill does, in my opinion, is bring back to the legislature power that the governors have usurped from this body.
They approved HB 105. Moving on to the main budget bill, an amendment restored funding for the Inspector General's office, and approvals for budget schedules moved smoothly till it came to the Department of Health and Hospitals. DHH Secretary Rebecca Gee was called to talk about the way appropriations had reallocated funds to the public-private partner hospitals.
What I'm hearing now, having spoken to these partners, is that with this current budget reallocated across the nine, none of them are viable.
Representative Lance Harris asked Gee and Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds how much profit the private partners were making. They didn't know.
You did not review financials of the partners. Is this how y'all do all your contracts?
No, sir. That contract is not with the Department of Health and Hospitals. It's with the LSU.
And the contract was negotiated by the Jindal administration.
An amendment ended up pulling money back from TOPS, giving full funding to all nine of the public-private partner hospitals. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.